as U.S. forces continue to expand their hold on Baghdad. A-10 Warthog aircraft strafed Iraqi defenders from the air, and tanks shelled them from the ground. One plane was shot down near Baghdad's international airport. The pilot was rescued and is reported in good condition. And a tank shell struck the hotel where reporters are staying in Baghdad. Two journalists were killed, and at least three were injured. NPR's Nick Spicer is at U.S. Central Command headquarters in Doha, Qatar. Nick, what gains are U.S. forces saying they've made today?
Well, at the military briefing today, we got a few more details of the continuing U.S. push into the capital. There has been major fighting, as you were saying, as tanks, which moved into a presidential palace yesterday, moved north, where they met significant resistance, including from Iraqi tanks. They had close air support, however, from the A-10 tank buster planes. Also in the past 24 hours, Marines have crossed the Diyala River and taken Baghdad's second airport, the Rashid Airport. Their movement westward could suggest a plan, people are saying here, to join up with units of the 3rd Division, which is moving around the center. To give you an idea of the number of casualties, there are reports of some 600 Iraqi soldiers killed in overnight fighting inside the presidential palace compound just in that area, so there may be more. Planners are remaining very ambiguous about their intentions. Today they said that they may not hold on to certain ground, or they may try to keep it. They'll be moving around at will, basically.
What are officials there saying about that attempt yesterday to hit Saddam Hussein with one of these bunker buster bombs? Four of them, actually.
Four of them, yeah. Well, in their language, it's a strike on a major leadership target. This is the second assassination attempt from the air on Saddam Hussein. There was one at the start of the war, as you remember. This time it was a B-1 bomber that dropped four 2,000-pound bombs yesterday afternoon on a home in the wealthy western suburb of Baghdad named Mansour. At a briefing today, we learned that there must have been more than one source for such a strike to be called in, and that the type of strike and the weapon and so on are carefully thought over. There's no word, of course, yet on the fate of Saddam Hussein and his two sons, who were equally targeted. We know there's a giant crater at the bomb site. Several bodies have been pulled out of the rubble, but no report of Saddam Hussein or his sons. Several houses flattened and many damaged trees uprooted in the neighborhood.
The British say they now control Basra. Does the Central Command agree with that?
What we actually know is that British commanders there have appointed a local sheikh as an interim leader. So things have really calmed down. For the first time, Iraqis appear to be getting some kind of political power from the British and the Americans. Officers down there say that the time has come to show that Saddam Hussein's rule is over, and they want someone local to deal with the pressing needs of food and water and boosting security and so on.
And finally, the Palestine Hotel, where these journalists reside in Baghdad, was hit today. What are military people saying about that?
Yeah, well, the military successes were somewhat marred by the death of journalists, we think under American fire. In two different places, the Palestine Hotel took a tank shell, and Central Command officials said it was probably from an American tank. A Reuters cameraman died there. Elsewhere in the city, the office of the Arab TV network Al Jazeera came under missile fire, and a correspondent was killed. This is a major TV for the Arab-speaking world, and the correspondents here have told me they think they were deliberately targeted because of their coverage.
All right, thank you, NPR's Nick Spicer at U.S. Central Command headquarters in Doha, Qatar.